Non-woke Super Mario Bros. Sets record with $87 million second weekend. By Breitbart News on April 16, 2023. AP, the Super Mario Bros. Movie scored the best second weekend ever for an animated movie in North American theaters with $87 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. The family-friendly Universal release dropped a slim 41% from its record-making opening weekend. With $94 million from international showings, Mario's global total now stands at a staggering $678 million, surpassing Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania to become biggest film of 2023 in just 2 weekends. "There are not enough adjectives to describe the enormity of this box office performance," said Paul Dergerbedian, the senior media analyst for Comscore. "For most blockbusters, second weekends are usually down by about 60%, making Mario's 41% drop especially noteworthy. According to Comscore, only a handful of films that opened over $100 million have had less of a fall, including Shrek 2, Frozen 2, 2002's Spider-Man, The Force Awakens and 2016's The Jungle Book. To the casual observer, that may not seem like a big deal, but that is an important metric," Dergerbedian said. "It's the greatest indicator of audience love for the movie." Mario faced little major competition this weekend, even with a slew of new national releases including Renfield, The Pope's Exorcist, Mafia Mama and the animated Suzume. It still has 2 weekends before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 flies into theaters to jumpstart the summer movie-going season. Sony and Screen Gems are rated The Pope's Exorcist, starring Russell Crowe as the late Father Gabriel Amorth, the chief exorcist of the Diocese of Rome from 1986 to his death at 91 in 2016, fared the best. It made an estimated $9.2 million from 3,178 locations. Third place went to John Wick, Chapter 4 in its fourth weekend with $7.9 million. The Lionsgate action pick has now made over $160.1 million domestically. Universal's Renfield, the supernatural thriller starring Nicolas Cage as Dracula and Nicholas Holt as the title character, opened in fourth place with $7.8 million. Some wondered if opening Renfield and The Pope's Exorcist the same weekend, both R-rated and of similar genres, hurt the films. But Dergerbedian said that while audiences may have been similar, these films play for more than just 1 weekend. Ben Affleck's Air Jordan origin story Air rounded out the top five, with $7.7 million in its second weekend to bring its total domestic earnings to $33.3 million. Makoto Shinkai's PG-rated anime Suzume, released domestically by Sony with both dubbed and subtitled versions available, opened in 2,170 theaters and grossed an estimated $5 million in ticket sales. A24 also debuted its new Ari Aster R-rated mindbender Beau Is Afraid, starring Joaquin Phoenix, in 4 theaters in New York and Los Angeles, where it made $320,396 over the weekend, boasting many sold-out showings. The 3-hour odyssey from the director of horror favorites Hereditary and Midsommar expands nationwide on Friday. Beau's nearly $81,000 per screen average is as remarkable as the slim Mario drop, Dergerbedian said, and is playing out in the marketplace with options for every kind of moviegoer. "It's one of the most diverse lineups of films I've seen on the marquee in years, rivaling a streaming service in terms of the depth and breadth of content," Dergerbedian said. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. The Super Mario Bros. Movie, $87 million. 2. The Pope's Exorcist, $9.2 million. 3. John Wick, Chapter 4, $7.9 million. 4. Renfield, $7.8 million. 5. Air, $7.7 million. 6. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, $7.4 million. 7. Suzume, $5 million. 8. Mafia Mama, $2 million. 9. Scream Vi, $1.5 million. 10. Nefarious, $1.3 million. Follow AP film writer Lindsay Barr.